G'day, I'm Ben from Catch Pro Australia, and this is Lawn Care Skull Sessions with my co-host, the Bearded One.
What is cracking, my G?
It's all cracking.
Just had a little visit there for a bit from the Ego lads.
We did. Pretty cool. Yes. They really messed up my day and delayed me.
It's all
madness right now.
It's crazy.
At the Catch Pro headquarters.
Yeah, man. So, fucking orders going this way, that, couriers, egos.
Trenches,
yeah, bro. I looked at that. That's a deep hole. Have any of the puppy wogs fallen in it yet?
Yes. Yeah. Mocha fell in it.
Oh, Mocha.
Poor Mocky.
Fuck, of course it was Mocky.
My little prince.
Yeah, poor little fella. Poor little big fella.
So, it's all happening, which is good. I had been a little flustered the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But nothing's really changed. It's just that for some reason I'm a little bit more upbeat.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's not the weather. The fucking weather's dog shit today. I thought I fucking had to restyle my beard like 15 times. It's so windy.
Yesterday, so it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Was the most gorgeous day.
Yeah, man.
In Brisbane.
It was.
It was like 30 degrees.
It was fucking hot on the tools. I went out and I hedged for a couple of hours at one of my villages, and then I went and met up with the boys and whippersnipped, or I'll call it slashed, fucking like 9-10 foot grass for another, you know, couple of hours. So yeah, it was hot then, but that wind picked up and it was like nice and crispy.
Yeah, well, it was like we were swimming. It was just, you know, yeah. I mean, I've been painting balustrades. It's just so not fun.
It's not a painting day today, is it?
No, but I probably will. It's inevitable. I reckon I'll get stuck into it eventually.
Yeah, I know you will. We painted our cubby, Archie's cubby. We fucking, for some reason. Okay, so have you seen it? Do you remember what it looked like?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's in the corner. Yeah. For some reason, they must have built the garden bed after they built the cubby. So the slide actually fucking 2 foot after you hit the bottom of the slide is a brick wall, like a full, you know, that
just a hospital slide.
Yeah, like a hospital slide. So we were just like, every time Archie'd go up into his little thing and he'd come down, he's like, "Wee!" We were just waiting for the face plant. And do you remember Ange McFeeder? She was my cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You were about to say something whack as fuck then, weren't you?
No, not really.
At Wyndham North, I watched her fall off and hit a very similar wall, and she had this fucking scar in her forehead that looked like it was pretty decent forever. Like, it never went away, which was unfortunate for her. But yeah, that was wild to see. But yeah, every time I see Archie go down, I'm like, no. So
I think Rusty knows her, right?
Yeah, probably intimately. No. But I fucking used it as an excuse to go and get some new tools from Milwaukee. Went and saw the Total Tools crew. I didn't know, but being a member, you bank up like Total Tools dollars or something.
Yeah, fucking spam the fuck out of me like 50 times a week.
I got I had fucking $80 worth of Total Tools cash in my account and I had no idea.
How much?
$80. You'd have a fucking chunk, wouldn't you? Are you a member?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that I was actually banking physical dollars that I could use. So I went and bought a...
Boy, neither.
Yeah, you'd have fucking tons.
No, I haven't bought that much. I think when I bought my first Milwaukee pack, it was from Trade Tools.
Oh, okay.
And then a Total Tools has opened up close to where I live.
Yeah.
So I've got... I did get my latest riveter from there.
Yeah.
And I've just grabbed a couple of other little pieces, not much from there. So
now, no bullshit. Bunnings are letting me down all over the place. Like I've been trying to find. We've got a decent landscaping job next week. It's like 40 cubes of mulch, 40 cubes of soil, and like 300 plants. So I got a lot of planning to do, and a lot of spreading to do. And Bunnings, fucking went to two different Bunnings, and they do not have any metal rakes. They've got no spreaders. They've got no soil spreaders, nothing. They don't have any, just little augers that you can chuck on your drills. They got fuck all in stock.
I got to be honest. Before your event, I wanted to get just all shovels and rakes,
yep,
uniform for the open tool rack.
Yeah.
But I wanted it to be uniformed. Like,
yeah.
If it was going to be green, I wanted everything to be green. If it was going to be a red handle,
yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted it. And I just couldn't get any consistency out of just even your most simplistic.
yeah.
And it's not important to everyone, but because it was a show rig. So anyway, I ended up just using like fucking 20-year-old tools. Fucking granddad's tools. Yeah. Or something.
Well, they used to have all that Spear and Jackson line where all the shafts were made from the same wood and all the heads were the same color. So
can you say shaft and then head again?
Shaft and head. Do you want me to say it like this?
Shaft and head. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was hot. Oh. I'm going to just sit at home and fucking talk to myself while I'm jerking off. No, but they're fucking dropping the ball and they're putting up all the prices too. So this isn't a plug for Trade Tools or Total Tools where I actually was. But
because they don't fucking sponsor us.
Yeah, I fucking walked into Total Tools and walked up the back. They have a little landscaping section. They had fucking the power planters. They had metal rakes. They had fucking shovels. They had all the shit that I needed. So
what brand is it?
Cyclone. So it's the same shit that's in Bunnings. So unfortunately, Bunnings did not get my service. But I also ordered two rakes online. Fucking dogs. They had on their website delivery date, 21st to the 25th of, are we in August? Yeah, August. No, September. And as soon as I'd paid for them and processed the order, it came up with the delivery date of like next month. I'm like, you fucked me. You put your fingers inside me so deep.
Speaking of shipping, we have on the CatchPro website, we've integrated the shipping costs into our Ripper Gripper purchases now. Because some of the prices were fluctuating a little bit and every now and again the website kind of goes haywire.
I saw a dude actually post up
someone posted it and I wasn't able to get to it quick enough. So everyone added their 2 cents. we've decided to do that now to integrate it.
Yeah.
So now it's like a $20 shipping cost wherever you live.
Cool.
And it works out pretty good. So
still moving some?
Yeah, tons.
People are fucking dribbling over them.
So Mull Merch now has the Whipper Gripper available.
No way.
I actually believe I just was walking past Vicky and I think we've sold out again.
Oh, no way.
Fuck.
Very desirable.
But Mull Merch has them and, you know, so if you go in there to get a shirt or...
Yeah.
Check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, fucking looking flash.
Or anything that Mull Merch has to offer.
Yep.
Then you can grab a Whipper Gripper for your Whipper Dipper there.
100%. And
it's the same listing, so no one needs to trip out. Like, if you're worried about if you're right or left-handed,
yeah,
which really you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be left-handed.
Whatever hand. No, I just mean like
fucking weirdos.
Like, if you write with a pencil with your right hand, you got to order for a right-hander.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
fair enough. Yeah. Cool.
And I do need to send out another little apology disclaimer to a couple of our CatchPro customers. The dudes dropped off 40 Whipper Grippers for us. And like, yeah, they're all right-handers. But there must have been three lefties in there.
Oh.
And so a couple of, like, three of our customers have, you know, they've been eagerly waiting for their Whipper Gripper to arrive. And like, motherfucker, it's the wrong side.
Oh.
And we didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
Because they ordered for the correct side. And, you know, we can only assume that there was three lefts in our right bunch.
Oh, bummer.
But we got them.
Cut and weld.
Because we had 40 on hand, we just express posted them out as soon as we found out and we just send them a return slip in the box.
Oh, okay, cool.
So easy for them to ship the unit back.
Cool, cool. Some breaking news this week. Is it El Nina? Has been announced.
Slut.
I'm fucking sure we already knew it was here.
Fucking dry slut.
Mate, yeah, dry fucking ball bag. It's
menopause dry bitch.
Fuck. It's fucking gross here, man. I was talking to Adam from I think it's in New South Wales, Adam Vinicombe.
From the Weather Channel?
Oh, no, 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 no. Right. Yeah, no. I spoke to him this morning and he's like, oh, what's it like up there? I'm like, it's fucking dog shit. Everything is dry. Everything's sad unless you're watering your lawn.
Unless you're in Melbourne or SA.
Yeah, those boys are still she's rocking and rolling. Yeah,
she's still wet.
But yeah, we haven't
she's
had...
She's ovulating down there.
Oh, fuck. We haven't had any rain, man, any decent rain. Speaking of ovulating. Oh, geez, I nearly spewed then.
I'm ovulating right now.
Are you? Oh, my God, me too. I hope I'm not. I can...
Laid an egg.
I can go and get my cums tested finally.
Oh, BJ.
What?
You made me bum puff.
What, brah? I thought this was a speak all, tell all sort of podcast.
It's just certain words that just...
Oh, you don't like the word cum? It's no worse than moist or something like that.
Nah. Yeah. Anyway, keep going with this.
Anyway, I didn't know you had to abstain for so long before you can go and get tested. So I had it all ready to rock and roll and then...
just tested in lieu.
I know. That's the scariest thing. Hey, I'm not going to do that. So...
all right. Tested in someone else.
Yeah, I'll test it in you. If you don't get pregnant, then we're fucking sweet to go.
I just laid an egg in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right, let's cut that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're not... I'm not going to cut it. I'm not editing shit. But no, we definitely can. It's a fucking scary moment though. I think the first time is going to be the scariest.
Yeah, I mean, look, I never got tested.
So hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty lazy, but
especially the testing center is fucking just down the road here.
Remember Tyson?
No.
I've said it before on this.
Oh, really?
But
I've got a terrible memory.
He went in to get tested and just pulled up in the car park, eh? Just let one rip.
Yeah, because
you got to get it there within 40 minutes.
Yeah, you fucking read it and they're like, keep it close to your body. I'm like, ew. I'm like, what, like in my belly button or?
In your mouth. And you just spit it in the cup as you walk in.
You got to, there's so many rules, man. You got to do it dry and everything. It's like, fucking hell, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't use lube or anything.
So they want you to get tabs while you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah, great. Fucking hell.
Does everyone know what tabs are?
I don't think everyone would know.
Tossing abrasions.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. All right,
but seriously, let's come on. Let's switch gears here.
Stop saying come. But yeah, no, it's almost time to get checked out. But now we don't really have a topic today. We just thought we'd shoot the shit.
We've got a few little topics.
Got little bits and pieces. GIE is coming up very quickly. Obviously, last week I spoke a lot about the all the SCAG stuff that's coming out. Not sure that I was allowed to actually do any of that, but, you know, it is what it is. It's already out.
Well, I know that I really wanted to. I did a post during the week. I'm really just into my skid steers at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
You know, obviously because of my soil.
Yep.
and, you know, Gravely's, they've got... It's not new. It didn't come out. It came out, I think, maybe a year or two ago. Yeah, okay. But I think they might have a new model.
Australia bound?
Tough to say. I think, you know, like there's a lot of brands that have a big stranglehold in Australia. So where the PLP decide to go down that way, I think in the American market, the particular brands like, say, SCAG or, you know, Hustler or Gravely, they do really well in certain markets. They might not do, you know, so good nationwide, you know, like in the South, you know, people might be just using predominantly this or whatever. But in Australia, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
usually the dealer network would be set up fairly sporadically and evenly. And, you know, Bobcat and, you know, obviously Kanga and whatever, you know, other brands, you know, they've got a pretty big stranglehold already. So so whether they decide to make that, you know, move is, you know, it'd be interesting to see, you know, if SCAG does bring the Jackal.
Yeah, the Jackal would be interesting to see here.
But I would have loved, the point of my conversation was that I would have loved to have posted the Jackal along with.
Yeah, well, I'll send you all the footage. But unfortunately, it was just one of those things that the wires didn't get crossed. But, you know, I got a message from the American brand ambassador for SCAG saying, I don't think that stuff's supposed to be public quite yet. So,
he builds anticipation.
Well, that's it. And to be honest, I don't really have like a massive American following. I'm not out for that. So, once again, Aussies got to see it first. We got the 30 first. So,
watch out, bro. That cunt will shoot you, eh?
Oh, whatever.
I can't believe I just dropped that C-bomb.
Fucking what? Yeah, look out.
Anthony Hahn just crashed.
Mate, it's more than Anthony Hahn. We got a few guys on the terrified list now. We're terrorists. But there's some really interesting stuff coming out. We just confirmed with the Ego guys that John Deere and Ego are coming together. So they're not going to be owned by each other. I think Ego and John Deere are still going to be separate entities, but they're working together. From the story I read, they're going to be collaborating on products. I don't know what those products are. I'd say they'd be like tractors and stuff like that. Last year at the GIE, there was battery tractors, and they did have battery mowers from John Deere and an actual little tractor mower as well. So they had a few things there. And
I could be purely speculating, but because John Deere, like they would have, they have their own John Deere dealerships everywhere.
Yeah, it is to put Ego into all the John Deeres. That's now, right. This is probably an American only thing for now.
Well, I know in Australia, a lot of the John Deere dealers would have still handhelds.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe there will be. Yeah. Like maybe, because you would have to think that stemmed from something in America.
Yeah.
That was probably the case over there. Mm-hmm. Like Corey Ballard, for example, I know he's got like 60 John Deere zero turns.
Oh, just a handful.
And he has like a gazillion still handhelds.
Yeah, okay.
Even though they call it steel.
Steel.
So it's not how to spell, we fuckwits. We learn how to pronounce.
Fuck. But yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that Ego actually have over 70 compatible tools now with Ego lineup.
The lineup is
fucking massive.
You know, the lineup's really cool, and they got other shit too, like little fans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think like that includes all that stuff. But I'm actually excited to see what they're going to throw out at GIE. Some other battery lineup news from Greenworks. I saw that there is a auto mower from Greenworks coming out. Again, I don't know if we're going to see it here in Australia. It could already be out. This could be it was a recent story, but it is called the AIconic. It's a robo mower. It uses satellite and RTK vision, which is like their you know, little camera setup. Supposed to do up to 2.5 acres from a quarter inch up to 4 inches. Works off their app. And at the same time, they also released a backpack blower, so the BB361 from Greenworks. And again, I wish they called it the BBC, but they didn't. So, but the thing that I noticed on this was it's an IXP or IPX5 rating, not IPX4. So I think IPX5 is waterproof.
So you can just throw it in the pool?
Maybe, yeah. Oh, imagine that. Oh, wait, we tried that with the other one. I was going to say sitting on a surfboard might be different.
No, I think it would be different. I've seen it. I think if you're in water,
yeah,
you can propel yourself.
Okay, cool. should we talk about it, our fail?
Oh, I mean, it was just a thought.
It would have been so good.
I had the Ego backpack, which I tell you is a bloody impressive unit.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, if I stand on a skateboard and just operate this thing, will it move me? And it was just a big flaccid dick.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
I'm so glad that you tried it first, because if I tried it and it didn't work and then you tried it and it worked, I would have been like, oh, shit. Fuck, I just saw a horse run past. I didn't expect that.
Did it have a human?
No, it was in a yard though.
Oh, that's Rocky. Rockstar.
Back at Lucy, goosey. But also it has, it's super quiet. So 65 decibels. So that's not too bad.
It can be a little bit misleading sometimes when this stuff is so quiet, because I know like Virgin users will get amongst it and they'll be like, oh man, this isn't working.
Yeah.
Because it's so quiet. Like it's a little bit deceiving. So I think once people gain that knowledge and gain the experience using it, then they probably realize like, okay, hey, this does work. But I know sometimes when you first get on some of that really quiet machinery, you're like, is this really performing?
Yeah.
You know, like it's just a bit of a, it's just kind of like a bit of a mind fuck.
Yeah. It's like the first time. I think with hedges, it's different because you can still hear the blade set chattering away. But when it comes to like whippersnippers and stuff, it's not until you physically are cutting with it. Like if you could, you can just hold a hedger up and hear that it's like
you can hear the blades.
Yeah, you can hear it doing its thing, but until you hit grass with a snipper, I think that's when you find out where the power is, whether it's going to bog down and all that sort of shit. A couple more things. You pointed this out to me. The Toro 32 inch was some flashes of that have popped up.
Yeah, and to me, I believe this is actually just an X-Mark Staris rebadged. I mean, they're the same company, so that X-Mark Staris 32 has been out in the market for like I reckon close to 10 years.
Yeah.
So I know that the original Staris was a fixed deck model, and look, I wouldn't say that this one has that.
Yeah.
I mean, it just like I said, it's fucking ass backwards. When Wright originally had a 32, they had a fixed deck as well.
Oh, okay.
And obviously they've come out with the standard B.
Yep.
And it, you know, has a full floating deck, height adjuster. So hopefully they do have that, because if this Toro Grandstand 32 comes to Australia and it doesn't have a deck lift.
I think it does have a deck lift from what I've looked at, but.
Yeah. No, I just know that the Staris didn't. The 32 didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it doesn't look like a grandstand at all.
It's a star. And also I know there was a Staris. Cause see, the Staris is a couple of models old.
Yeah. The Staris did not get good reviews though, did it?
No. It was a pig of a mower. Yeah. Even top influencers said that was the shittiest fucking mower ever.
Yeah.
But they've come out. What's the new one called? It's fucking copy of the Wright.
Oh, fucks me.
It's an X Mark something or other.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the Staris, these bigger models, I believe that they're discontinued.
Yeah.
But that little 32, it was different to the shit ones that they, the 54s and stuff that they released later on. So could be a great mower.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's running the same engine as all the other, so I think it's the same as Gravely and the same as Wright.
Yeah, I don't believe
it's not a commercial.
I don't believe like the Staris, like the shit one that come out. I don't believe it had anything to do with like running gear or componentry.
Yeah, okay.
I think it got rated the ugliest stand on of all time. Still the
fucking ugliest. I don't.
And I just believe from what I'd heard from the top influencers that it was just a pig to operate.
Okay.
Well,
that 32, they've got all the same fucking grills all over it and shit. It's just dumb. Like, why add weight just to make it look height? Like, it doesn't add to the actual mower's performance or anything. So,
But it's got
the FS600. It looks like it's got dual presence control in the handles. Mm. So the only thing that I've seen is two video clips. So I had a look. I don't know if it's got presence control in the foot plate,
but no, it won't.
Both of the handles are up, so it's you got to bring them both down. That's fucking
the good thing about that, and I believe Nanky was trying to explain this. In that double presence control, I don't believe the engine cuts out when you lift them up.
Oh, okay.
Which is a huge advantage to, let's say, the Gravely.
Yeah. So when does the engine cut out?
I think it's more of like when the handles pop out, you can't physically drive anymore.
Okay.
So that's kind of your safety feature. Yeah. Whereas with the Gravely, it will if you lift up one of those handles, and I believe the Bobcat.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, it's about 50% of the range really of it out there. So I believe the actual engine cuts out, which is, look, I don't love it. I don't love it at all.
The presence control.
Just a pain in the ass, to be honest, because you're fighting it.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're using that machine a lot, like having to bring them down, it's just an extra pressure on your hands to fucking work.
It is. And people that use those machines are like, no, it's way better, but it's really not. Like once you sort of get into a skag or
when you can literally just step onto a machine, start it and go, like you don't have to pull them in, have that downwards pressure and then the back and forwards pressure as well.
Yeah, and then they sort of talk about like, oh, if something happens, it's really safe because the machine cuts off. I mean, if you've got the presence control in the platform, you know, literally you just take a step back.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it doesn't get in the way of the actual operation of the machine.
Mm.
Like if you're stepping off it, you don't want to be operating it anymore.
Yeah.
Whereas the other.
Because there's always resistance in those presence controls, isn't there? Because they're always trying to go back into their neutral position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Gravely, for example, is just one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I did find. Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't love it by any means. But, hey, brands just...
That's exactly right. They have their thing. It does say that it's a Turbo Force deck. I don't know how they can claim it's a Turbo Force deck because most of the time, you know, with, like, the Advantage deck on some of the models of Skags and the Velocity and stuff like that, they've cut a piece off. So I don't know if it's actually still a Velocity deck or... But, yeah, they're claiming it's a Turbo Force deck. It looks like it's got a pump and wheel motor system, so it might be a bit faster than some of the other, the Gravely and the...
I would imagine it's only a 10cc pump and wheel. I don't think you can get anything bigger.
No, not, just on, because of the not setup. On something like that. Cut height's 1 inch to 4.5. So it'd just be interesting to see what they have come up with. So
it'd be interesting to see...
Another machine on the market.
I think it'd only be interesting to see if it comes here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, yeah, that will be, yeah, I don't know how much they'll try and push in. They'd have to push past Skag, Wright, and Gravely to try and grab a bit of that market share. But all depends on price point and availability.
Availability, I think. Yeah. I don't know whether price point is too much of a game changer these days, obviously, with all the finances. And
yeah, man.
But I think availability, like if they bring it in and they commit to it,
yep,
then they can probably take a market share.
Yeah, well, we'll see what they do. Speaking of market share, Briggs & Stratton, this is another American thing because, you know, it all happens there first, but they're dumping Simplicity and Snapper.
Which is so that's basically the equivalent of our Victor.
Yeah, so I wonder if that's going to translate over here for Victor and that. So, and it's not, is it Dixon? Is it Victor and Dixon? Is that completely different?
Dixon was Husqvarna.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, well, anyway, everything's turning into Ferris. So they must be just investing more into Ferris.
You know what I'm wondering? If they're eliminating those lineups to create the still.
Maybe.
Zero turns. Because there was hype about that, but you haven't seen fuck all.
I haven't even seen an influencer on one. Like, it's very, very quiet.
So I do wonder.
Maybe it was just a flop.
And I also wonder if that is the reason why Deer are teaming up with Ego. Because, you know, still.
Holy fuck, you heard it here first.
Gave Ferris a handy.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, that could be. There's lots of stuff that goes on in the background and. Unless you're in the room. You
know, I do love seeing brands work together, but I just hate their, you know, like if you go back and have a look at the history of our game in the last 20 years, there's just been so many cool independent brands in America, you know, say like Dixon, for example.
Yeah.
You know, they were doing really awesome things. They got snapped up by Husqvarna. They continued the lineup for a little while and then they basically just dissolved it and diluted it. And, you know, I just think it's a shame. Like you had a blue machine for one.
Yeah.
That was random.
Yeah.
You know, they all had fabricated decks throughout and, you know, they're just, it was just you see people in Australia, they still are running those Dixons.
Yeah.
And, mate, those machines got to be fucking almost 15 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's nothing against Husqvarna, but they dissolved that brand and merged it and, you know, just – it's kind of a little bit like Cox and Greenfield here.
Yeah, okay.
That iconic Greenfield that, you know, was a household name here, it's done.
Yeah.
You know.
Very unfortunate. You still see some rolling around. But
there is no evolution or growth. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah.
And it was the same with Toro and Exmark.
Yeah.
You know, Exmark was so big in a particular market and doing so many revolutionary things that Toro are like, holy, like, you know, we can't compete against them. We have to consume them.
Yeah.
And there's the reason why I bring this up is there's a new brand called Yakda. And they're actually Australian.
Yeah, well, the developers are Australian, like the ideas guys.
Literally, the bosses, the head owners, they're Australian. I believe they're located in Canada now. I thought it was the US.
Oh, okay.
And I think their head office is Canada. And yeah, they have an agricultural background. I can't remember what shit they were building or what they developed in the Australian market, but
something worth a bit.
Yeah, you know.
To go and develop a zero turn would not be a cheap exercise, that's for sure.
And not in today's world.
Not in today's world.
Like you see this brand Yakda coming out. If you haven't seen him, go and check him out.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think any of this stuff's going to be available in the Australian market. No. Certainly not yet.
Yeah. I mean, they did. So I reached out to them in anticipation for these events and they were straight back to me like, give us your contacts, we'll give you ours. So who knows? Like maybe because they're Australian, maybe they will try and move into this market a bit quicker than what we anticipate.
But they're going to need a distributor. Like
yeah.
How much money could they possibly have?
Yeah.
You know, like they're but anyway, I always think, you know, with the acquisitions that we've seen in the last 5 years, it just makes you think like, how long is this independent brand?
Just a matter of time before someone snaps it up and rebrands it.
You know?
Now, I got nothing against a rebrand. I think if it's done right, it's a positive. I like...
What I don't like about it, okay, what I don't like about it is you lose the innovation.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at Spartan mowers and now you look... at now they're a part of Toro.
Mm.
There was so much innovation before with Spartan and the brand is too young to really be able to forecast the longevity of those mowers. So there's obviously they came out with a big bang, tons of great features and a lot of people in the game, a lot of brands, you know, would question, well, we'll see how good they are in 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, see how many of them are still around, yeah. Right? And so there's a lot of, you know, but since the acquisition, you no longer see that innovation that is going to come out, you know, every year at the GIE or something.
Not
like
just
that.
Innovation, just content in general. Being on social media a fair bit, normally you would notice brands like when they make a little change or they've done something different. And you get content creators that are like, oh, I'm going to fucking use that to my advantage. And they'll do something with Spartan. But I haven't seen shit. Even the Toro guys, I thought because the acquisition was with Toro, I thought some of the Toro guys would naturally bounce both brands around. But there has been very little. I'd say most of the content is coming out of Australia.
Yeah.
I've seen and that's probably because I am like, Australian, and that's the majority of my content does come from Australia. But like I'm still surfing YouTube, looking at mowing shit all the time, and same with I follow a ton of people in the US, and I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, my problem with the innovation is that, you know, if you look at people like Ed Wright, they're still, you know, I still consider them a small company.
Yeah,
even though they're humongous, yeah. Right? But you know, he's at the head of that snake And he's like, okay, how can we innovate? How can we upgrade this, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
And look, big companies still do that.
Well, I mean, look at Skag. Look at all the fucking crazy. Like, I never thought that Skag would have like a steer fucking, you know, or a robo mower or.
But that's what I mean. The more companies, like if you got Stanley Black & Decker and Toro buying out all of these companies, you know, you no longer see that anymore because you've only got, like, instead of having 15 different companies trying to innovate, you've got three.
Yeah, and it's just spread. And obviously they'd cut costs by only having a certain amount of engineers for each thing. Like, it was awesome to see how everything at Skag goes down. Like, they have a fucking massive place where all they do is R&D. And I met, like, there was a group of people. It wasn't like three or four people. It was a full group of people, and they just have everything out the back. They had every machine you can think of, like of the Skag lineup, all broken down, and then you see half of them are built up again, and you know, the testing centers and stuff like that. So,
oh, man, it'd be so cool.
Oh, dude, you would have loved it. But unfortunately, yeah, I think you're right. Like, I think the brand's just being spread thinner and thinner in these big companies. It's just going to water them down a bit.
Yeah, and make them more generic.
Yeah.
We also recently just heard that Big Dog is making a return. Yeah,
what the fuck?
So Big Dog... Big Dog, for everyone who, you know, is unaware, was a part of XL Industries.
Yep.
So essentially a Big Dog was a red hustler.
Yep.
But with the Big Dog was the premium brand. Like, it had, you know, you'd get integrated light bars,
yeah,
and, you know, a couple of different little bits and pieces that were a little bit different.
They had the flash.
And Big Dog was essentially dissolved by its own brand, XL.
Yep.
And we know that Stanley Black & Decker bought XL Industries. And yeah, essentially, hey, they're bringing the dog back.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
I'm not sure, mate. To be honest, I'm not really sure that there's actually space here for Big Dog.
Yeah,
because
it just depends on what they're gonna do. Like, Hustler's gone quiet since it went to Stanley Black & Decker. Like,
oh, look, I think that there'll be a resurgence.
I think like they have to find their feet in the markets and stuff, but. Yeah, it's been very quiet. Like, I feel like maybe they've anticipated this weather cycle. I think everyone's quiet. It's going to start to fire up again soon because there are, like you said earlier, there are still markets moving. But, you know, up here, like, oh, look, even I'm looking at more machines. Like, it's hard to say.
It's horses, of course.
Yeah,
generally, I'd say the industry's, you know, a bit down.
Yeah.
But you still got people that are pumping out wicked business yourself.
That's true. And you would see more than anyone, you know, the amount of people still buying zero turns and stuff by the amount of catches that are going out the door.
Yeah, and like even just like last night at like 11:30, a $1,900 order came through.
Yeah.
And some dude's just full mad splurging. and you're like, wow, you know, like.
Yeah, still happening.
Yeah.
It's good though. Like, I love a business splurge. Like, I take very little joy in, you know, splurging on clothes and shit like that. Like, I'm not down for that sort of stuff. But I love like buying good quality tools, and I love buying machines, and I love taking new stuff to the other boys because I know how it makes me feel. So I'm guessing they get the same feeling when I go and take them a new blower or something like that. They're like, fuck yeah. And that's why, like, I just have finished up with Travis from Milwaukee, dropped a bunch of stuff to us. He just picked up the sprayers. We basically trialed everything, a few prototypes, which was cool. And we're going to do the same with Ego, with all the new Ego stuff. And I'm going to reach out to Greenworks, do the same with them. I just want to, if I'm going to be talking about brands, I want to actually get them in my hands and fucking know what I'm talking about. I think it's...
Hot news, by the way.
Hot.
And there is no affiliation or sponsorship. Like, we don't get any kickback from this whatsoever. But if you want to be awesome and cool, go and get yourself a Milwaukee hammer.
Oh, yeah. And fuck yeah.
Post it up. and tag either of us, or you can tag the Skull Sessions if you want.
Because they're the fucking coolest hammers, man.
Milwaukee and BJ kind of started this little trend. And I now have my own. So go and get yourself a Milwaukee hammer if you want to be a part of the club.
Get hammered with BJ and Milwaukee.
So
it was fucking, they're the coolest hammers, man.
Just so people know, though, there is no...
No, like, no, there's none.
I don't even use a hammer that often, right?
Well, it all came about on the day of the event.
It was the trophy for the event.
Yeah, it was basically the trophy. Like, obviously, we got there and I fucking opened up one of my little toolboxes underneath the truck to grab my mallet out. To fucking put the pegs in for all the marquees.
For the PLP boys, eh?
Yeah, well, they were blown away. But of course, I fucking took it out like the week before and didn't remember to put it back in. And anyway, we were fucking scrambling. And luckily, Travis from Milwaukee was across the road and he's like, yeah, I got a fucking hammer. Brand new, tag on, everything. Like...
And the story behind it is that Will from Mole Merch tried to pinch it. He's like, fuck yeah, I want this hammer.
Yeah.
And he actually did pinch it for a bit, didn't he?
He did. He had it. He was running around. He put all the pegs in our marquee and he took it across to the PLP boys. Then it came back and it was floating around my truck. And I said to Travis, I said, what's going on with that hammer? And he said, well, it's pretty fucking cooked now. It's been bunching in fucking... Big fucking nails all day. So I said, oh, do you think I could have it?
Give it here.
Do you think I could have it? And he goes, yeah, all right. So I was very proudly running across the field and I fucking stuck it behind my seat so Will couldn't find it because I knew if he saw it, he would be packing it and taking it home. But yeah, it became the trophy. It's hidden in the back of some of our podcasts. Just the one that we did at my house, I put it in the vice prior to place.
Well, Benny Hoover now has one.
Yeah, you have one.
Yeah. So next time I crack the shits, I can throw that through the wall.
Yeah, no, it was good. I finally got a man's hammer. Like I fucking, like a full on, like beast of a hammer because all my other hammers have come out of like just fucking craft
cleanups.
Yeah, garden cleanups, like craft
cleaning
ones.
Out a shed. Fuck yeah, I'll take that.
Fuck, what did we find the other day in a garden cleanup?
That's what I miss, man. Like... I miss all the mad little things that you used to pick up.
What about the deceased estates you used to take care of?
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, you used to get cars.
I've got two cars.
You got two cars out of that shit.
My old man found 25 grand in cash.
What?
Yeah, I've talked about this.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I told you, I got fucking gold.
He's a good boy. He handed it in.
Yeah, I think that's the right thing to do. But
not me, man. Holy
you wouldn't?
Crap. No, I couldn't. I'd have to take it.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, the dude was dead. What's he going to say?
Yeah, but his family. What if they're
broke? No family. Everything got... He had no family. Mate, we cleaned out his whole house into skip bins.
Yeah.
And I'm talking World War II. He was German.
Yeah.
World War II medals.
Oh, that's sad.
You know, pictures of... well, I don't know who they were, but, you know, like...
Rallies.
It was really sad. Like, we cleaned out... I mean, don't get me wrong. We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, like...
Can I only fucking imagine. Was like, Russell with you?
Oh, Rusty, yeah.
Oh, God.
He got all these mad, like... I guess it was, like, crystal bowls and, like... It was funny as... I've told this story before, but to refresh everyone's memory, I had two young fellas working, and then there was me and Rusty... And the young fellas were like, they were just straight up looking for money. Because my dad had already been through and it had already been handed out everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're looking for just the most valuable shit, like jewelry and stuff. And here's me and Russ, just smashing like all the light bulbs and like all the electrical leads. And like the young fellas are like, look, why are you going so nuts over this? And I'm like, mate, look. Light bulb, batteries.
Yeah,
like,
we don't fucking live at home. We have to pay for all this stuff.
Like, this is all the stuff, like, you know, like, hey, oh, fuck, I need an extension lead for this. Fuck yeah, I got one, eh?
Yeah.
And, so we, I scraped up hard. Even, like, I'm talking real dumb, like, boxes of Band-Aids. You know, like all fresh stuff.
Yeah, shit's not cheap.
It was just kind of funny how... You know, the older dudes like me and Russ were just hooking in and grabbing like you know, household consumables. Hey,
and fucking Rusty's not changed. So I got a phone call last week, one of our villagers that Rusty works at part-time, and this chick's walked in. She's the manager. She's the coolest manager out of all my villagers. She's awesome. She apparently went into the fucking shed and was just disgusted at the amount of shit that Rust. There's a fucking dryer in there. There's a dryer. There's a tractor mower. There's 500 CD cases. I'm like, and DVD cases. I'm like, what the fuck are you keeping? I've got bubble wrap for you. The only thing I've kept is bubble wrap for you. And one of the craziest stories, I fucking went to take a piece of, it's like a treated sleeper. Went to take it. He's like, oh, I was going to use that. I'm like, what the fuck were you going to use this for, man? Like, it's like 2 meters of a treated sleeper. I was going to take it home and use it for screeding. And he goes, oh, this chick I know has got a stripper pole and I was going to get in the roof and reinforce the fucking pole. And I'm just like, oh, that's actually quite valid. I'll leave it for you. Fucking thing. I went there yesterday. It's still sitting there like 3 months later. So I'm just going to take it.
The funniest thing I ever saw in Keep was like, it was from another dude that passed away. And it was this handmade toolbox with handmade tools in it.
Do you know where that is? Do you know where that fucking thing is?
It used to be in the storeroom.
No, it's at the village.
Yeah, in the storeroom. Yeah. Down there. But what was funny about it, it was like one of those
crank drills.
Yeah, like a hand drill.
Yeah, it's like, all still in the box.
That is fucking hilarious.
I'm just gonna take it. I think I'm just gonna take it.
Light it on fire.
No, I'm not that mean.
just be like, oh, Russ, your wooden hand tools are on fire.
Just have a bin fire out the front in one of those big metal bins. But no, I'm sick of the mess. Yeah, I just can't stand it. I walk in there and it fucking makes me flip out.
Yeah.
I'm like, yuck. Like, clean it up, bro. Yeah. But I've said, get it out. If you want to keep it, you keep it at your house. You don't keep it at my house.
Something's fucking bitten me in here, dude. All my skin is just like on fire and super itchy.
Love bug? Oh, really?
No, yeah, it's like something.
Maybe it's a heroin we took earlier.
Maybe them Egos boys had fleas or something.
Oh, no.
So speaking of the Ego lads, they were just here. We actually tried to do like a fucking random podcast.
Yeah, straight away.
And they were just like, instantly started getting nervous face. And we're like, nah, fuck that.
They were not keen.
We will get them in at some stage. But something cool, they dropped the Zero Turn Off, the 52 Fab deck. And we're just going to suss out if it's possible to get a Catch Pro on there. So that'd be really cool. It's not a commercial mower. So, you know, we're not trying to really plug the Zero Turn. But, you know, I think if you've got specific contracts, like I think something like this could fly at your village.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe not a 52 necessarily.
Yeah, it's a little bit too big. But which one at the one I've got now, the one I'm looking?
Look, either, like if all I mean is that, you know, if you got 35 minutes or 40 minutes worth of mowing to do a zero turn per day, something, you know, like I don't think that you need a full commercial Greenworks type of spec. I think you can get away with something like this. Whereas I think if you you know, loading up 10 times a day and doing 6 to 8 hours worth of commercial mowing, then this wouldn't be the best option. Yeah, okay. But
Oh, well, it'll be good to see how it performs. Are you going to try and put a Catch Pro on it?
That's my main focus. I'm not really, you know, like I don't have stuff to really like. I mean, I've got some stuff to mow.
Yeah.
But my main focus is to see if we can get a Catch Pro on there. Nice. I think it'll be good if Corey has an option in the American market.
Yep.
You know, not amongst commercial users, but residential users for the Catch Pro over there, and we'll just see how we go. It doesn't look too difficult.
Yeah, it is the way the world's going. And look, I love all the battery stuff. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's unfortunate that people are going to start getting forced to use battery when, you know, it's such a high cost to convert your whole.
I'm not sure that people are going to be forced, bro. Like, well, you have a look at all the shit. Like, Yakta's coming out.
Yeah, I know, but that's Skag has American market stuff. These are all they love gas. Australia has signed up to this fucking net zero bullshit, and councils in 2025 are already putting out notice that you will not even be looked at unless you are a full battery, zero emissions. I don't know if you have to be full battery, but you have to be zero emissions, which means that you are going to have to convert. You know, you can't be running a fucking diesel fucking beast, like a batwing fucking.
I understand what you're saying. But and, yeah, and I don't, it, you know, it's basically like the COVID thing all over again. I don't think it's cool to have stuff forced.
No, I don't like that people dictate, like outsiders who aren't in the industry saying you must do this or you will not succeed. I think that's kind of fucked. I mean, depending on how long this El Nino sort of goes for, by 2025 there might not be any fucking grass left. It'll all be cooked.
Yeah, be interesting to see. Speaking of grass, there's been, you know, a lot of chitter chatter about like cutting heights.
Mm.
And I mean, it's never been anything for me to, you know, like I've never needed advice in my business about like cutting heights.
Yeah.
But there just seems to be like chatter at the moment about, you know, with this El Nino and, you know, things like that. Obviously the whole catch mulch thing, like I don't really want to, you know, sort of bring that shit up again. Yeah. But like for yourself in your business, like have you ever sort of, you know, looked at particular times of the year and, you know, different weather cycles that we're going through and sort of been like, and dramatically changed the way that you do business?
Not particularly.
Yeah, okay.
I think if we're not catching grass, we're catching leaves. From time to time, if we can get away with mulching and having like a, not even mulching, side discharging, I think there's a big fucking, there's a big grey area where people are like, yeah, I'm a mulching mower guy. And if you're fucking side discharging.
But they're not running any mulch kits.
Yeah, you're not running a mulch kit, then yeah. Technically you're just side discharging. Mm. Or, you know, using a shoe blocker, yes, you do get a finer clipping, but it's not a mulch kit. Like
it's not a mulch kit.
You're absolutely not laying the grass evenly across the lawns. So
I think with a shoot blocker, like you can get desired results mulching if you're sort of doing like a buffalo and you're tipping.
Yeah.
Then I certainly think, but I think if you're doing cooch,
yeah,
and the lawn needs mowing, you're gonna get a windrow.
Yeah. Look, I don't really change my style of mowing that much. I do at my house, like from time to time. Like,
do you have certain rules? Like, we know about the 1/3 leaf rule. You know, do you guys follow this?
No,
or do you just look at it and be like?
So with the villages, it's very like we have 200 sets of eyes looking at what we're doing. So my rule of thumb is cut it as low as you can, especially because we mainly a cooch, wintergreen or whatever, like blue cooch. So cut it as low as you can, but leave it green.
It's funny that you say that because sometimes we've talked about certain lines or sayings that we used to have in our business.
Yeah.
And I remember one that just seemed like all my guys, you know, whether I meant to do it or not. But when we were talking about picking up the hedge clippings, it's like, all right, rake up the bulkiness.
Yeah.
Blow the rest, vacuum it up. And it was like that key saying, like rake up the bulkiness. Mm. That was like what you would hear everyone say, hey, Ben, do we just rake up the bulkiness?
Yeah.
And one of the other things that I used to say to, not regularly, like to any of my workers, but to any, maybe anyone new that was coming in or if we're still sort of getting to know each other, it's like cut that as short as you can but still green.
Yeah.
That was one of our sayings.
Yeah, and that's like, it's good because, you know, you are still cutting the grass. It's getting cut to a good level, but it's not getting cut till it's brown. Yeah, if you know, obviously we've got some lawns that aren't perfectly flat, so you will get a little scalpy here and there, but nothing to the point where we're cutting to brown every time.
Like I would admit that I was a typical short man.
Yeah, you would cut on two or three. Oh, no, because well, like with the Hondas, you were cutting like maybe two or three up. It was fucking low, dude.
Yeah, like.
And I think we've followed suit.
I just know at my own house, at all my own houses, like, I've always had my grass uber duber short.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've always. And it's not like I would just bring the mower out and just start fucking massacring it. I would work toward it. So
yeah, I'm gonna scalp and top dress my lawn this weekend.
So like a thick lawn, like a high lawn, I've just never mowed a lawn really high and been able to appreciate or respect that lawn at all.
Yeah.
Like I've also think when you got paying customers, they want to see that it's fucking mowed and they want it to keep for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause we got a lot of people who don't give a fuck about what it looks like. They just want it short.
And it's the thing too, is like in the industry at the moment, there's obviously a lot of advice that just gets thrown out.
Yeah.
Can be credible sources, but I think the biggest thing that everyone has to remember is that, mate, different markets will dictate completely different ways of doing things. And
well, if people didn't like the way I do things, catching, et cetera, then I wouldn't fucking keep getting called out to quote things. Like,
well, I really didn't want this to be about a catch or mulch because...
No, but I mean like...
I just did a video... which is now a sponsored ad on Facebook.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I'm out in the paddock.
Yeah.
And I cut 2 or 3 passes with the Catch Pro.
Yeah.
And you see it's beautifully vacuumed. It looks really nice. Then what I do is I immediately side throw over that beautiful court area.
Yeah.
And I compare them. But I try and state in my caption that, you know, even though I'm doing this comparison, it's a 1 acre field.
Yeah.
You know, like if I was still on, if I was still on the tools and Greenscape Solutions was called out to cut that 1 acre paddock, we would never ever quote to catch it.
Yeah.
Because it's 1 acre paddock.
Yeah.
But just this chatter and stigma about, you know, catching versus mulching, you know, like where I live, I've got 1/2 acre where my house is on,
mm-hmm.
and I have 1 acre next door. Now, on my 1/2 acre, I use the Catch Pro.
Yeah.
I just catch it because I don't want my kids running through the shit.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't have a dedicated mulch kit. I actually find it easier to catch because instead of driving up one way and having to shoot grass to that perimeter and doing this and that, mate, I just hit me boundaries and I just go back and forth like a pushmo. And the paddock next door, I side throw all fucking day long.
Yeah.
There'll be an occasion there where 4 to 6 lines on my boundary side, I might just duck over it with the Catch Pro and pick up some loose clippings because sometimes we come out the gate and use that area. But there is no difference in the grass.
Yeah.
You know, like the grass in the paddock is as healthy and looks exactly the same as my court grass. It's just that it's neater.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like it's really like job, it's job specific.
Yeah, I think so too. I totally agree.
So I'm so sorry to cut you off. When I picked up Greenlee's Retirement Village, Skyline was mowing it.
Yeah.
As a trial, they had it on a verbal agreement basis.
Yeah, okay.
Big village, right? Obviously,
yeah.
BJ knows this village. He runs it. And they came in with 4 guys with push mowers, ripped the catches off they go. And the chairperson comes up to them and is like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, oh, no, it's extra to catch. And they're like, okay, like how much extra? It was this exorbitant amount.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, we just, you know, like, and when I came in, so I actually got the opportunity to quote this village because these other companies wouldn't catch.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to step out of their house onto this shit?
Especially, yeah. I could only imagine the fluff, especially because the winds rip through there. There'd be a corner where everyone just got all the fucking tumbleweeds.
I mean, at a place like that, you can fucking lose your contract from just not blowing the grass down properly. Yeah.
Well, take for example what I did yesterday. So because of the way we work, a manager from another village came across, and the fucking site that she manages is huge. The biggest that I have ever quoted. So yesterday I went out and quoted my biggest job ever. If anyone needs a job, contact me at tblpropertymaintenance@gmail.com, or our new one is hello@tblpm.com. But we
damn.
Yeah, so we I went out there and quoted it yesterday, and it is purely because of the quality of work we have at this one village. It's, you know, once they want to replicate it in another village, and it's purely because of the standard of work that we have. And I do not think, and this is no disrespect to people at mulch, because like you said, it is a fucking job specific thing.
That's what I want everyone to know. I'm sorry to cut you off again. We'll pick that back up in a second. But like the whole thing with this topic, and Cutting Heights comes into it as well, yeah, is that, you know, you can have neighbors on the same street and one is just not going to pay for a side throw lawn.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to see, like, they're paying for a service and, you know, they might walk out to the washing line. They might, you know, like to put a blanket down and hang on the lawn with the kids.
Yeah.
They don't want to see that. The person next door might work all day long and never enter their yard. Yeah. They might not have a pet. It's just horses for courses. It's fucking as simple as that.
That's it. It all started as a joke too, like the mulch first catch thing, and then people really got their fucking dicks in a knot.
Yeah, and it's look, it's certainly not the topic that it was.
No.
It's just that, you know, now because we're coming into a new season.
Yeah.
Catch Pro stepping up its ads.
Yeah, okay.
You just can't get away with side throwing or mulching the same way in summer as you can in winter. Because in winter, let's face it, you can get away with
100%,
it.
100%, yeah.
In summer, when conditions are more demanding, even like I've got someone who just called me this morning. They've got 2.5 acres. They're just a residential person that has 2.5 acres. They have blue cooch and they side throw.
Yeah.
And the clippings that they side throw is, once they side throw it, is suffocating the rest of the lawn.
Mm.
You know, and there is a stigma out there that these lawn clippings have all these nutrients and that are really good, you know, for the soil and the leaf and everything like that. And yes, there is truth to it, but not in every application.
Yeah.
And what's happening
they need
in
sunlight
this,
too.
That's right. And so, you know, this particular person just wants a Catch Pro to be able to, and look, this is not a Catch Pro ad.
Yeah.
You know, we do just fine.
You pay enough for those on the fucking, yeah, like, on the,
like,
socials.
Like, we do just fine having the product. We don't, you know, but I just keep seeing all this different, you know, chatter about,
yeah,
you know, and this is not even specific to zero turns. This is push mowing as well, I'm talking about. And so, no, I just wondered, you know, like with cut of height.
Yeah, look,
and with all this stuff, like, still cut. Surely you have some jobs that you cut really low.
Yeah, retirement villages get cut low because that's the customer's expectation. So we, being winter, we've missed a couple of mows and I've put the boys on other tasks. And the people who have got fucking little, you know, have a little bit of growth in their backyard, they're fucking up in arms because they haven't had their mow, even though half of the place is cooked. Mm. Like we've walked through the backyards and they're like, well, this really doesn't need a mow. But then we've had to go out of our way and mow them because that's their expectation. They want their lawns low. And again, if we have high, like 3 inches for a fucking 95-year-old person to walk through 3 inches of grass.
Ankle breaker.
Straight
but
up.
Soft landing.
Yes, true. Yeah, soft landing, depending on the thatch. But no, there are certain applications. And then at some of our other villages, we do cut higher. And then at some of them, we fucking just, you know, some of them are trash. So some of them just get cut at whatever height is suiting the day. You know, some of them will have more leaves, so we'll drop it a little bit lower, drop the shoot blocker and try and mince as much as we can. Like that's the way we work. We don't have a specific, we don't go out and say, oh, you have to cut it fucking 2.5 inches on everything. You need to get everything in line because, you know, machines have different cut heights for a reason.
Well, that's also such a big, I think that's such a big factor. I'm so glad you brought that up because you and I, we bought our skags at the same time.
Yeah.
And you got to sit, I got to stand. And if we were both cutting on 2.5 inches, you were in the dirt.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I think it was the opposite.
No, you were in the dirt.
I think I was in the dirt and you're cutting at, you know, I'd say premium height.
Yeah.
And so it's horses for courses.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a client, I had a high end, look, I'm going to call him a high end client because he's rich as fuck.
Yeah.
Who had 2 acres and he just wasn't very particular.
Yeah.
Like we used to, over 2 acres, it was like a 10 minute snip. Like he didn't even, he said, no snipping out the back. Yeah. Like he used to just poison those edges. And he had pretty aggressive cooch that was pretty thick.
Yeah.
And we pretty much used to just tip. Like it was one of the highest lawns that I ever mowed.
Yeah.
And like time and time again, like I just know I was never satisfied.
Yeah.
You got the most fucking aggressive wheel marks in it because it can be super impressionable on the grass. Yeah. You can see everywhere you've fucking been. And not only that, when you whip a snip on the driveway, if you're doing upright edges, which I hope everyone's doing, by the way, that's another thing, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got 100 mil of grass standing up.
Yeah.
And so what it means is when you're, like, if you've got a driveway or a hard stand area and you're hitting it this way, then you're coming back hitting it this way, it just doesn't have that nice cut on that edge. So then you have to soften that edge with the bib.
Yeah.
And there's
and you
just,
can't come off and off, like, you have to either float the deck, you need to be very in touch with your machine and have, you know, obviously a foot pedal or, like, it's good with the skag on the standers, you can... You can one hand control and.
What's good about that on the skag, BJ?
What do you mean?
Oh, it's it is you're... the fucking worst heavy deck.
You are fucking weak as piss.
No, I am not.
Check these fucking guns out.
Well, look, I know you're talking about a 32, which is significantly different.
I could do it on the 48.
But I'm telling you now, that is a fucking crock of shit. The 48 is not a good feathering deck.
All right. Give me the 48 for a couple of weeks.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking, look, it might be you or whatever,
but you have to compare it.
You have to compare it to other decks that are out there.
Okay.
It's a known fact
that it's
that velocity deck and the deck height is a heavy as fuck.
I just have to go by my experience and I didn't have an issue with it. I haven't used it a lot, but I've used your machine a bit, and it just didn't feel that heavy to me. But you know what? Horses for courses, mate. Everyone's fucking different.
Oh yeah, people but do sometimes things are just how they seem, and it's nowhere near the lightest.
I didn't say it was the lightest. I said you can, and say it was.
You said what's good about it? There ain't nothing good about it.
No, well, okay, well,
but that's okay.
Well, fuck me then, hey.
Right, no pussy.
Nah.
All right, bro.
Yeah, man, I got to do some work, eh?
Oh man, it's incredible. I got to. It's Friday for anyone who gives a fuck.
Yeah.
And we're trying to wrap up business for the day.
Yeah,
week.
Bro. I got a fucking
blowing
massive
a fucking gale, young.
Massive quote to get out this weekend. So I'm fucking balls to the walls. But yeah, 100%. If anyone's after some full time work. Or knows anyone in the Brisbane, Redlands area that wants a full-time job and, you know, comes with the perks of cuddles by me and maybe Benny once or twice, yeah, hit me up.
All right, cool. Well, we'll catch up next week, my brother.
Yeah, bye.
Until then, I'm at Catch Pro, he's at TBL, and we're out of time. Thank you.
Peace out.